You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. There's an industry here in the Central Valley that's not particularly new, but has grown significantly in recent years. That's especially with the business of Amazon coming to Fresno and other companies. That industry is in warehouses, where employees fulfill online orders, and Latino USA reporter Sofia Paliza Carr got a firsthand look at some of the jobs employees in warehouses work, and how it's changing the idea of blue-collar labor, particularly here in the Central Valley and for the Latino community. Here to talk about it with us on the show is reporter Sofia Paliza Carr herself. Sofia, thanks for being here.
Of course, thank you.
So you started your piece talking to students at Patterson High School, which is in the northern San Joaquin Valley, sort of southwest of Modesto. And that city's home to a number of company warehouses, including Amazon. That high school developed a program to teach students skills to work there, like how to operate a forklift and things like that. And so to start, is that program working in that their graduates are finding, quote unquote, good warehouse jobs?
Yeah, so I visited this school, which is doing this pretty unique thing. They have built their own mock warehouse on the school campus. And I got a chance to go there and tour there. And I met a couple students who had previously graduated and were currently working in warehouse jobs, and also students that were in the current program. And, you know, what I heard was that most students were either working full-time in the industry after they graduated, or they were doing it as sort of a part-time thing while maybe also trying to figure out extra schooling or what their next step might be. And it was just very fascinating. It's this like multi-million dollar mock warehouse they built with virtual reality in it that they use to teach the students how to drive forklifts, and just really remarkable.
And you mentioned, you know, when you answered that it's pretty unique. So are there other, did you find in reporting and doing the research for this story that any other high schools or education programs are doing this at all?
So it seems like there have been some on the East Coast in Pennsylvania, but in terms of California, I'm fairly certain this is either the first one or one of the first ones. I know that they've kind of inspired other high schools that do some career technical education stuff to also try to build mock warehouses, since the warehousing industry is growing so quickly. And I visited another school that's not in this story down in LA in the Inland Empire, which is also a big, big hub for warehousing. And so they're starting to put together a program too. So I think we're going to see more of these kinds of programs in the future.
And throughout the piece, you had a lot of comparisons to agriculture, it seemed, or maybe not comparisons, but parallels, and how the industries are almost, you mentioned almost replacing one another, and you mentioned that in Patterson, warehouses line the street where things used to be growing, where agriculture used to be, and also that there's not a lot of union representation for warehouse workers, but you visited an office in LA where they're looking at the issue of working conditions. And so I guess, where do the comparisons end, or have we not seen that yet?
Well, I did think that was fascinating that, you know, literally the land where, especially this is specifically to Patterson, which is a relatively small town, but, you know, as you come in off the highway, it is just, it used to be orchards there, and they're known for their apricots, and which is like they have this apricot fiesta every year that they hold, you know, like a lot of small towns in the Central Valley. They have like agriculture was such a big thing in town. And now, you know, the school itself recognized that. You know, they were telling me that they've seen these warehousing jobs go up and the agriculture jobs decline. And so they're kind of trying to follow the trends that they're seeing in their very town. And, you know, I do think like in terms of low barrier to entry and, you know, relatively minimum wage or like jobs that are not necessarily paying more than $15 an hour, you know, warehousing and agriculture jobs do have that in common where you can get right into that if you want. And there's also probably a lot of high turnover. In warehousing, there's incredibly high turnover. And a lot of the folks that are working in the industry are young and Latino, which was a focus of my story as well. So I do think there is some comparison. I mean, they're, you know, clearly extremely different industries. And I think we're also going to see, as e-commerce continues to grow, we're going to see the warehousing industry really change as well. And the major thing I think about that is that is the increase in automation, which is also impacting agriculture as well. But it's really truly it's truly going to change the face of warehousing, the kinds of robots that they're developing to automate the kinds of jobs that people are now doing in these warehouses.
We really can't talk about warehouses without mentioning Amazon, which I think for a lot of listeners might be how they participate in the warehouse industry. We order things online, we get our 2-day Prime shipping, and someone fulfills it and it's at our door. And you visited an Amazon warehouse. Can you talk a little bit about that experience? I mean, what was surprising or what was the most interesting part of that?
Yeah, so I had never been inside an Amazon warehouse before, and you know, it's pretty overwhelming. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of people moving things, and the warehouse that I visited was one that where people work in concert with robots. So there are all these different stations where people work, and they use screens and different robots to help them do their jobs. So, for example, there's like the person who, once you make your online order, there's someone who actually is the person who picks it, and they're called a picker. And once they get that request for that somebody has ordered something, they'll call over the robot. It's hard to explain visually.
Makes me wonder, is that common? Are humans often working in tandem with robots in warehouses, or is that the exception and not the rule for warehouse work?
From what I understand, Amazon is kind of on the forefront of this, and every year they've had a actual robotics competition that they hold to try to design a picker. So basically like an arm that will do the job of that person who is picking an item off a shelf and sending it into the process of the warehouse. And so they're really like trying to push automating a lot of these different jobs. I mean, even the process of putting a shipping label on a box is done by a puff of air in the warehouse that I was in, which I thought was crazy and amazing. But I don't think this is true of all warehouses. From what I understand, a lot of stuff is still, it's still very difficult actually to design a robot that can pick something up and put it down. That's actually a very difficult thing to design. And it's something that as humans, we are specially equipped to do.
Another thing regarding Amazon is that they recently announced their minimum pay will become $15 an hour. And I think that really feeds into maybe answering one of these fundamental questions that you were looking at, is whether warehouse jobs are solid middle class jobs. And I don't know, do you feel like you found the answer? Are they good jobs or are they not necessarily?
Well, I think that's tough to answer. I mean, Amazon did just, announce that they're raising their minimum wage. But in the past, Amazon has had a lot of critiques of how they work and how they treat their workers. There's been complaints of workers being pushed to the point of exhaustion, of working in, because these warehouses are not climate controlled often, so working in extreme heat. And there are no Amazon warehouses in the United States that are unionized. And so I think that's what's tricky about some of these jobs is that, at the front, $15 an hour you might see that on paper that $15 an hour seems like pretty good compared to a cashier job or a fast food job that can pay sometimes like an average of $10 or $11 an hour. But then companies like Amazon have huge turnover. People don't necessarily last that long. The hours can be long. It can be physically demanding. And if you do have concerns, you might not have enough representation because of this high turnover to be able to advocate for those concerns. So I think that's something that we're still trying to figure out, whether these are truly jobs that are a path up. I can tell you that a lot of people I spoke to are thinking about it in that way, and they're not necessarily thinking that a warehouse job is going to be their end goal. It's just going to be kind of a stepping stone for them as they try to figure out what they do next, especially for these young people.
Well, I think we're going to have to leave it there. But Sophia, thank you so much for your reporting. Sophia Polisa Carr is a reporter for Latino USA. We've been speaking with her about one of her latest pieces called Warehouse World. You can find it on the Latino USA website or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also hear Latino USA here on Valley Public Radio. It airs Saturdays at 7 p.m. Sophia, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.